That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just hit record and see what fucking happens.
I mean, and also, are we supposed to be pretending that this is 2 weeks later?
Well, I don't want it to seem like we recorded these episodes on the same day.
What if we pretended that we recorded it on Christmas Day, but then we get found out one day and everyone's like, these fucking fakes,
these losers,
they recorded this 2 weeks ahead.
I mean,
because so I never say anything timely.
True.
What if I die before the episode comes out, but we are on the episode pretending that it that I was talking to you on that day, and you just maintain that I was coming back from the dead as a ghost?
I wouldn't release it if you were dead.
Well, if I die, I'm not going to, but like if I do by accident and we're pretending that it's Christmas Day and I die before then, I want you to release it and I want you to tell everyone that I came back from the dead as a ghost to host one last podcast with you.
Deal, Christy. Deal. I'm on it. Let's do it. It's going to be great.
Great.
That's weird. Welcome to our 46th episode.
Wow.
That's right. Been doing this for 46 GD episodes.
I thought you were going to say 46 years.
It's been what is that?
It's been 84 years.
It's been 84 years. I love whenever I see that GIF or just the photo, like the screen cap pop up on the internet. It's fucking fantastic. The lady from Titanic. So good. This is our podcast. I'm Ashley.
I'm Christy.
And we talk about weird shit, even on Christmas.
Especially on Christmas.
Especially.
Is this our Christmas song?
It is. And, let me get my... Those are keys. They're not bells. But I tried.
Definitely the sound of Santa's sleigh.
Yes.
Because why would he be on reindeer now that we have the power of gasoline?
He drives a Chevy Spark. Which is such a small car for a large man.
It's true.
8 or however many reindeer, 9. And then presents for all the children.
Well, it has to be a small car so he can fit it down the chimney.
True. Wow. Yeah. True. You're so right, Christy. Christy, Christmas, is that ever a thing? No.
I mean, I guess.
People left you alone with that nickname. That was a thing.
Well, they always just were confused that Christy was my real name.
And not short for like Christine?
Yeah, they were like, what is it? Like Kristen, Christine. It doesn't make it better that my middle name is Lynn. So some people were like, oh, I get it. Your parents named you Christy so that your name could be Crystalyn. Get it? Because that's because your middle name is Lynn. And I was like, no, that's not. I don't think that's how it worked.
You're like, no, they didn't think about that.
Our generation was just before that of the parents that were doing dumb shit like this.
Right.
So no.
So to answer your question, absolutely not.
And to answer your question, please fuck off. That's not my name.
That took me a second. The crystal. And I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Well, it probably took you a second because that's not what was intended, I hope.
Yeah, true. And speaking of people named Christine, that's not your name, but I finally went to see that movie Lady Bird.
Oh, how was it?
It was good.
I am unclear about what it is about, and therefore I'm pretty sure that I'm not gonna like it, even though everyone loves it. I'm certain that I'm gonna hate it.
Well, what's weird is it does have like amazing reviews and everyone does seem to like it, and I'm not saying I didn't like it. I just don't understand why it's so good.
Yeah, like, what's it even about? It seems like yet another real shitty hipster, like, oh, it's a girl character, but she's real different than other people. And also, like, maybe for once has sexual agency in this love story. That's it.
That's about right. Well, but it's also, it's just like a girl, like, graduating high school and going to college and like her friends and her first boyfriend and her parents and that stuff. It's kind of funny. I like her haircut a lot. This is my official movie review.
Wow, that's a really good endorsement.
It was not. I didn't think that it wasn't good. I just don't. I'm surprised so many people like it. I mean, hey, that's great. It's a movie with strong female characters, and it's about a chick's coming of age instead of a fucking dude.
Yeah, maybe that's why people like it. Like, I feel like also with a movie like that, I'm kind of, I don't want to say over it, but I'm kind of like, okay, but this isn't a movie that I want to watch, but I feel like shouldn't there be more movies that I want to watch with girl characters doing the, it's this movie you like, but it's a girl.
Right.
But since there just actually aren't, if there's any movie ever with a woman as the character, people are like, this is the best movie I've ever seen. It's totally novel. I had no idea that women had thoughts and feelings. And so they like, it's like all the men who are reviewing it do like at least a whole half of the article about how great it was before they even get to talking about how sexy the women characters in it were.
Christian. You're savage. You're fucking savage. I actually thought that you would maybe like it, though.
Watch me watch it, and then I'll get back to you at the next podcast and go, okay, I watched Lady Bird, and everyone needs to watch it, and it's the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, maybe go see it, and then for our next... It's been out for a while now, so like for our next episode...
I'm not going to watch it, though.
Okay, fine. All right, fine.
If it comes out on Netflix, I might.
Oh, well, then now... We'll talk about it next year or whenever the fuck. You know what movie was... I thought really good, so good, better than Lady Bird.
Wow.
In my opinion. I know. Sorry.
Was it Wonder Woman?
I did like Wonder Woman, but no, there's this movie called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Did you tell me about this already?
I probably did. I loved it. I've been talking to everyone about it.
It sounds like a great movie.
It's got Frances McDormand. I'm pretty sure. And Sam Rockwell and Woody Harrelson. And it's about murder.
I'm in.
And grief. And it's, but also it's funny.
I love it.
It's great. Anyway, I thought that was fantastic. This has been the movie portion of our podcast.
Maybe when you said that, I realized like maybe that's why I'm not into the Lady Bird. It sounds like nobody gets murdered at all.
There is, as far as I can remember, no murder.
So that's probably why I'm so against it.
Exactly. Maybe, yeah. It just, it wasn't for us, I guess.
They didn't make this one for me, okay?
No. Okay, well, since it is episode 46, that means I start.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's going to be our Christmas episode, I'm going to talk about the legend of Krampus.
Yes! I know about it, but I don't know anything that about it or what it's supposed to actually be.
You're like, I know.
I know that it's a thing.
Right.
I know nothing about it, so I cannot wait.
Same, until I started doing some research.
Wow.
So if you're not aware, Krampus is a goat demon that steals bad children, and he either eats them or takes them back to hell.
Oh.
Those are your options.
Okay. Back to hell. I like the implication there. Children are from hell.
Oh,
clearly.
No,
they're getting taken back to hell.
That's right. They came from there and they must go back. He's from hell. So he's taking them home with him, basically. Okay. Unless he decides to eat them.
In which case, he's taking them home with him, but in his belly.
Exactly. This is basically the opposite of Santa in many ways.
Yeah.
Though they might share... the same naughty list because, I mean, he only takes the bad kids, so I don't know.
I was hoping that you would say they might share a mother.
That's true. It could be. Could be.
Wow.
Krampus's legend can be traced back to pre-Christian times in Austria and other Alpine communities.
Ooh.
And his day, not December 25th, but December 5th, is Krampus not. When Krampus reigns over the world.
Oh.
So I'm actually like 20 days late on this. Sorry about that.
I would like to look up what happened this year on December 5th and see what horrible things happened when Krampus reigned over the world.
See how many kids went missing?
Yeah.
There's people that like dress up and they like run amok in certain cities. And I'll talk about that later. But yeah, so Krampus knocked. And I assume knocked. Krampus knocked. It's N-A-C-H-T. Whatever. that's what it is. And it was back on December 5th. So according to legend, Krampus spends his night visiting everyone's house, much like Santa. Mm-hmm. He might leave bundles of sticks for bad children, or he might hit them with the sticks instead.
This guy's mercurial as hell.
Yeah, it just depends on how he feels. He might toss them into a sack or a basket on his back and then throw them in a stream to die. To drown.
Oh!
Well, yeah, it's not nice. Or again, he might take them back to hell with him. Those are your options.
It's all according to his mood and maybe how bad of a kid you've been this year.
Right. Those are your options as a bad kid. Originally, Krampus was a purely pagan creation, said to be the son of Hel from Norse mythology.
Oh, okay.
Is that how you, H-E-L? I assumed it was Hel.
I always assumed it was Hel because I assumed that's what Hel came from.
Well, right. But again, I won the Nevada school system, so I barely learned anything. Two, I never went and never paid attention when I was there.
And also, I don't think that we learned a lot about Norse gods.
I probably would have paid attention in that class.
Yeah, that
sounds
been a great
dope
class.
As fuck. Anyway, okay, yeah. What did I say? Oh, yeah. He was the son of Hel from Norse mythology. But soon he became a fixture in the Christian tradition of Christmas as a sidekick of Saint Nicholas.
A sidekick?
A sidekick.
Why? Who would make him a sidekick?
I mean, Santa's not that cool.
Yeah.
To like how? Anyway. Though children, where we grew up here in the States in America, we don't often learn about Krampus when we're growing up, but in those other countries, like in Austria, for example, they do learn about Krampus, just the way we learn about Santa. Do we learn about Santa, or do our parents just tell us about Santa?
We learn about Santa.
But he's not...
In school and stuff.
Spoiler alert, he is not real. So do we actually learn about that in like kindergarten, or... I don't remember, obviously.
I don't know. I've been too heavily indoctrinated, I don't know.
Yeah, we cannot confirm, nor did I. In most images of Krampus that you see, he is traditionally drawn with a very long tongue that sometimes reaches halfway down his chest, which is creepy as fuck.
I don't like that.
And he sports one human foot and one cloven hoof, which I actually never noticed until now.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
But yeah, he never has two of the same, and no one is entirely sure why or when that started.
Wow.
So it's kind of an interesting detail.
Was he, like, in the process of turning into a human?
Maybe. Like, it says, like, he's a goat demon who's kind of half man.
Man.
In a way.
What if he turns into Santa by the 25th?
Oh, fuck.
Through the magic of Jesus. And that's what Santa has to do with Christmas.
Oh, this is the same person.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, by the time you see him on the 5th, he's allowed to come out of hell because he's turning into Santa. He's a little bit of the way there, so he's almost human. So he's got one foot, but he's still real evil. So depending on what time during his transformation he gets you, he either literally eats you or he just hits you with a stick or, like, leaves some sticks for you.
Yeah, he just leaves you some sticks.
Like, that. At that point, he's mostly Santa, but he's grumpy.
Yeah. Grumpy as fuck. That actually makes total sense to me that they are indeed the same person. He's going through his like monthly transition. And if you are a bad kid, then yeah, you're hit, you're thrown in a stream, you're eaten, you're taken to hell. But if you're a good kid, you get presents. You just have to wait like 20 more days.
Right.
That makes total sense to me, Christy. Honestly, I'm on board.
I love this fan theory.
Yeah, I'm going to write some Krampus fan fiction and it's going to be exactly this.
Wow.
That's weird. A 1958 article about the Krampus legend in Styria. It's a state in southeast Austria.
Oh.
Spelled Styria. Whatever. It reported that Krampus would deliver gold-painted bundles of birch sticks to children. Small versions of the bundle of twigs that he would use to beat people. So I guess if he didn't actually beat you with it, if you didn't deserve that, then he would just leave you like a warning, which was these little gold painted sticks.
Just like a great job this year. Remember.
Yeah. Hey, you did okay this year, but also like, you were on the line. So here's your reminder. Oh. It's these little baby sticks. The families who received these sticks would then hang the birch twigs on the wall for the rest of the year as decoration and to remind kids to stay in line.
Oh my God.
Kind of like that song about how Santa sees you when you're sleeping. You better be good.
Yeah.
All that stuff. It's very much the same.
It's true.
So again, I think that Krampus and Santa are the same person.
Yeah, I agree with this. Two sides of the same coin.
Love it. Krampus has become increasingly popular over here in the States, especially in the last couple of years since we're for sure living in some kind of hell dimension.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes total sense.
Yeah. He is our Santa in the United States.
We don't deserve Santa anymore. We get, Krampus. Yeah.
Congress appealed Santa is basically absolutely what happened to us.
Yeah. You know what? We had Santa. And we had the chance to have Santa adjacent. We had the chance to have Mrs. Claus. And no, we chose Krampus. I made this political. Go fuck yourself.
What a metaphor.
Yeah. So now in quite a few American cities, you can go to a Krampus party. Again, it probably already happened. Sorry.
Wow.
Now you know for next year.
Did they have one here?
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, Seattle and Portland, there's probably going to be some weird fucking parties.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's been like parties, there's been costume contests. There's actually even been like traditional Krampus laufs, L-A-U-F, which is a Krampus run.
Ooh.
Like where you dress up and run around and get crazy.
Is it really hard because everybody only has one human foot and then they have to have a cloven foot?
You know, I hope and I bet that some people go all out and do that. But I think most people just use it as an excuse to be a dick and put the mask on and then run around and they actually hit people with sticks and stuff.
No.
I don't think that would fly here in the States, but in other places, like tourists like run and hide because
people hit them.
They're accidentally, say, in Austria on the Krampuslauf or whatever. And they're getting fucked up in the streets by these people dressed as Krampus.
Oh, my God.
Which would be so scary.
That'd be terrifying.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. I'm staying out of Austria in the winter months.
Good call.
You just lost my tourism business, Austria.
They're like, I'm sorry?
They're like, were you ever going to go here? No.
It's our heritage? Probably not. I don't know. It's not really their heritage. Anyway. Okay. Yeah, I did not check on where we live, which is Seattle and Portland. But in Los Angeles, in particular, they have a burgeoning Krampus scene. I don't know.
Wow.
I didn't want to know more. Sure. Sounds great.
I want to know more.
And the Morbid Anatomy Museum in Brooklyn, which sounds dope as fuck.
Ooh.
They host a yearly Krampus costume party.
Oh, yeah. I'd go for that.
Yeah. So be sure to check those out. If they haven't already happened, I don't know. I assume it was probably on December 5th, but whatever. Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like a lot of things that we do in America, like we never stick to the schedule. It's just like somebody who owns a bar found out about Krampus and they're like, yeah, it's December. Now it's time for the costume contest.
Dude, true. Actually, I'm going to look at my calendar right now to see what day it was. It was on a Tuesday. December 5th was a Tuesday this year.
Mm.
So yeah, we probably celebrated on the 1st or the 8th or whatever. Doesn't matter.
Tuesday does sound like a real Krampus kind of day.
Yeah. Puts a real Krampus in the middle of the week. But I mean, that's basically the gist of Krampus.
Wow.
And I love that theory that he just is Santa, that they're one and the same. Just 20 days. There's a 20-day process where he marinates. That's not what I meant. Anyway. I'll post some cool photos and like, you know, articles where you can read more about Krampus if you want. I'll put that in the show notes. There's also these guys called the Yule Lads.
The Yule Lads.
Yes. So this is amazing. These are figures from Icelandic folklore who they're kind of like funny versions of Santa. They all have crazy names like Gullygock, Stubby, and Sausage Swiper.
Sausage Swiper.
You'll relate to one of them. I know I did. I kind of want to read them all to you because they really are that good.
I feel like you need to read all of them to me.
There's a bunch. I don't know, like 13 or something. Okay, so Sheepcoat Claude is one of them.
Sheepcoat Claude. And he's just minding his own business, but he's got a coat that's like a sheepskin coat.
No, so I'm going to tell you what their name is and then what they do.
Oh, I can't.
And why they're named that. So Sheepcoat Claude harasses sheep.
Oh.
But he is impaired by his stiff peg legs.
Oh. What?
And then the Gullygock, he hides in gullies, of course.
Oh.
Waiting for an opportunity to sneak into the cow shed and steal milk.
Oh, okay.
So like, they're not all doing like really bad stuff. They're just silly.
Just real weird.
Stubby is, of course, abnormally short. He steals pans to eat the crust left on them.
So do your dishes around.
Do your fucking dishes
Christmas.
In December, yeah. Wow. Otherwise, Stubby will come.
That sounds like a bonus, to be honest.
Yeah, thanks, Stubbs.
Thanks, Stubbs. Didn't want to do that myself.
There's also the spoon licker. he steals... I can't say that. It's... I don't know. It's a type of wooden spoon with a long handle is what he steals.
And he steals it?
And he steals that just to lick it because he's the spoon licker.
Yeah, of course.
He's incredibly thin due to malnutrition.
Because all he does is lick spoons.
I'm sorry, but the Yule lads are fucking... I should have just done this whole episode about Yule lads. Fuck Krampus. These are incredible. A pot scraper. What do you think he does? He steals leftovers from pots. They're all very...
There was already a guy this...
Stubby.
Stubby gets the pans and the other guy gets the pots.
He steals the pans to eat the crust and then the pot scraper steals leftovers. That does sound like the same
person. Do you think they fight with each other over like...
they battle.
Who thought of it first?
Probably.
They're mad at each other all the time.
Then we've got the bowl licker.
Of course.
Hides under beds waiting for someone to put down their a skewer. A type of bowl with a lid used instead of dishes, which he then steals. They're stealing a lot of dishes.
Yeah, they're stealing all your dishes.
Door slammer.
Does he slam doors?
He does.
Wow.
He likes to slam doors, actually, especially during the night.
Ooh.
Sounds like a fucking ghost.
I know.
Get door slammer out of here. So this is
he's
the one.
He's not invited. That's not cute.
No. This is the one I related to because I went to Iceland earlier this year and discovered that skyr is delicious, S-K-Y-R.
Ooh.
So the skyr gobbler is a Yule lad with an affinity for skyr. And I was like, same.
What is skyr like? Just the like fancy like yogurt drink or something, right?
Yeah, just basically yogurt.
It's just a guy. That's just a guy that likes yogurt.
That's just all of us.
He's not even part of it.
We're all skyr gobblers. The sausage swiper. He hides in the rafters and snatches sausages that are being smoked. He only likes them smoked, I guess.
I guess.
This one's a real creep. The window peeper.
Oh, no.
He's a snoop who would look through windows in search of things to steal.
Some of these, that's just a criminal.
Who are these people?
Some of these are like little elves that have a weird affinity for wooden spoons. And then others are like, that is an actual criminal. It's not cute. You should call the police.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Window peeper and I don't know. Bowl licker just sounds creepy. I just don't like him.
He's not invited.
But from now on, I want to be called the skyr gobbler.
The skyr gobbler.
There's also, doorway sniffer. He has an abnormally large nose, an acute sense of smell, which he uses to locate another word I can't pronounce. But it's probably something food related.
And he sniffs at the door?
Yep. And then meat hook.
Meat hook.
I'm sorry, his definition. Uses a hook to steal meat. You don't say.
Wow.
Classic meat hook.
I'm actually really glad that he's not hanging people on those meat hooks.
Yeah, that one could have gone
another way. That one
could
have gone wrong.
Yeah. And then this one I also relate to is the candle stealer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Is it not candle? Is it candies?
The candy stealer.
I think it's candle. Follows children in order to steal their candles.
What?
Which in those days were made of tallow and thus edible. Oh, so it's both.
Oh.
A candle was a candy back then.
And he ate the candles.
Same. Well, I don't eat candles.
You don't
but
eat candles.
But I like to, I can't stop buying them.
You're the
I'm
candle
to
sniffer
you.
Is what you
I am. Anyway, that went on for probably too long, but those are all the Yule lads.
Wow.
They're incredible and Iceland is a magical place.
I love that they were all like a little cheerful elf thing and then also the guy who's casing your house to rob you.
Yeah, where does window peeper come in there?
Where does he come in?
Everyone else is kind of adorable. Meat hook, though, I don't trust.
I don't trust Meat hook to not hook a child on there on accident.
Also, Gully Gawk was the guy that hides in gullies. I don't know about that either. Oh, and the one guy harassed sheep, which we didn't discuss was rude.
Yeah, that's very rude. And I'm worried about the sheep, that's all.
Me too. Anyway, that's it. I'm done. Krampus, Yule Lads, incredible history.
Wow.
Santa Amazing. Seems so boring now.
Yeah.
After all that.
I don't even need Santa anymore.
No, fuck him. Unless he is indeed Krampus and Krampus is listening, then like, I love you and I'll be good.
I love you. I'll be good.
I'm almost 30.
Almost 30. Listen, I don't believe in Santa anymore, but no one has told me that Krampus is not real. So
true, girl. True.
There are plenty of 30-year-olds that fervently believe that hell is real. So why wouldn't Krampus be? That's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say about that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, mine's a cute story-ish.
Okay, good.
So I was going to do the pagan origins of Christmas, mainly because every time I searched one of them, it would be like that keyword, like Yule or like Saturnalia. And then it would be like human sacrifice.
You're like, yes.
But it kind of, after researching it, it was kind of boring. And it was just like, hey, before Christianity was popular, they still had a party in the wintertime. And nobody sacrificed humans, I guess.
It was just a chill party, literally.
It was like Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
That was it. So instead, I have, in a classic spooky Victorian tradition, a Christmas ghost story.
Yes.
Because apparently that's a tradition, which nobody tells scary ghost stories anymore. But that's, you're supposed to do that on Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
Then I would, because I...
Then you would love Christmas.
Yeah. I deliberately this year put my foot down and said, no one fucking buy me anything. I'm not buying anyone anything. I'm not putting up a tree. I'm not decorating anything. I don't want to fucking talk about it. I want to listen to Christmas music. I'm done. I'm out. But if ghost stories were involved.
Ghost stories are a part of it.
I'm back.
Yeah. Especially for the Victorians, who we all know are the spoopiest era.
Though I guess there is a Christmas story, which is that the one with the ghosts?
Yeah, that's the one with the ghosts. And also, everybody just would tell like a scary story. And there are just a shitload of old stories that are like ghost stories intended to be told around Christmas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And also, there's a carol that has the... lines like "and scary ghost stories do 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 do," that one.
Okay, awesome.
It's real.
Nice.
But I always thought they were talking about the Christmas story or whatever with the spooky Christmas ghosts of past or something.
Yeah, the Dickens tale.
Right, but I guess everybody was doing it.
Cool.
Maybe even before he started doing it.
That's maybe where he got the idea.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess it makes sense because like you're real snuggled up. You have your fireplace that could kill you at any time because they had no concept of flammable and not flammable furniture. And you're warm and you roasted chestnuts. So you feel safe and together and you can tell a ghost story because you don't have TV.
So you got nothing else to do.
You got nothing else to do and you ran out of things to talk about. Yeah. So you make something up. Well, this evidently really happened.
Oh, okay.
But I found it in... two different like old-timey newspaper archives, so I think it's real, and I just felt like it seemed a little festive.
Okay, great.
So anyway, it's called The Hunt for the Hackney Ghost.
Hackney, yes, we're across the pond.
Yes, in England. I thought it was great because it's a ghost story and people going on a ghost hunt. It just seems like you should be telling ghost stories and going on more ghost hunts for Christmas.
Absolutely, we should. Christy, I fucking love it.
Go on a hunt for a ghost. So I'll just read it because I found whatever it said. It happened in 1895. An extraordinary scene was witnessed during the early hours of Wednesday the 21st in the churchyard of the parish church of St. John at Hackney when fully 1,000 men and women turned out from their houses in the neighborhood to hunt for a supposed ghost.
Whoa.
So this entire town, I guess, came out for a ghost.
Again, there was nothing else to do back then.
Yeah, that's true. For some time, people passing through the churchyard late at night had been startled by the appearance of a ghost, in quotes. Women have fainted with fright, and the local newspapers have published accounts of the strange affair. So apparently, people in Hackney have been getting haunted for, like, weeks or months, and, like, the newspapers have been printing it.
And they weren't going to fucking take it anymore.
That's right. So everybody between 10 and 11 o'clock on Tuesday night, an entire crowd became to assemble at the back of the church where the ghost was supposed to be, and where, in the usual way, scarcely anyone passes after about 11 o'clock, is what that said. Like, as you do, not, apparently.
Of course.
And every so, like, a crowd of 1,000 people gathered behind a church. They waited until midnight, and then when the ghost didn't appear, they went and looked for it.
Nice.
Armed with lanterns and candles, carrying sticks and stones, the crowd climbed the railings from the pathway and took possession of the burial ground. So they waited outside the cemetery to see if they could see this ghost, or people had been seeing it when they walk at home at night. Mm-hmm. And since nothing happened, they just climbed over and into the graveyard. And they ruined all the gravestones.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. And like...
You want more ghosts? That's how you get more ghosts.
That's how you get more ghosts. If it wasn't haunted, it is now.
Right. You fucked it up.
Some people thought it was fun and started to be like, oh, there it goes. And a whole crowd like rushed in different directions.
Who saw this thing?
Who saw this thing? Or maybe somebody really saw it. This is just from the journalist's perspective that somebody thought it was a joke.
True.
But anyway, people started being like, there it is. And everyone chased it. Also, some people just made ghost noises, and police came, but they didn't do a real good job of it because there were 1,000 people.
Right.
The damage to the graves was very great, and efforts will be made to prevent any further demonstration. Many complaints were made by those present of having their pockets picked.
This is such a mess.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They did not catch the ghost at all. Oh, no. I pressed a button, but I found it again.
Okay, good.
This is the best part. At the end of the story, they explain what the ghost is supposed to be. And it's the best.
Oh, my God.
I can't even believe that it's real or that they really printed it. But here's what the ghost was. The tomb from which the ghost is supposed to appear is a grave at the back of the church, the stone representing three boys playing at cards on a table. The origin of this device is explained as follows. Several years ago, three boys were playing cards for money when one of them, who was losing very heavily, exclaimed, "May God strike me dead if I do not win this game." When he rose to leave the table, he dropped down dead, and his ghost, it's his ghost, which is supposed to haunt the spot. They just follow up with saying they had 40 police officers on the scene, and they had a real hard time controlling the mob.
Chasing this little gambler boy ghost. So what's he do? Maybe he's the one that picked all their pockets.
Oh, of course he is.
He's a little thief guy, a little gambler. Not that all gamblers, you know what I mean.
Not all gamblers, Ashley.
Not all gamblers are thieves. As someone from Las Vegas, I should know that.
But my favorite part is just, I feel like that's a common joke of someone being like, may God smite me if I don't do this, like, easy task or whatever, and then they actually die.
Right.
But that happened and it created a ghost that everybody was like, fuck it, we gotta get this small child who made a joke and then died in real life.
You don't joke about it.
You don't joke about games.
It'll happen. Yeah, that's crazy. I love, one, you're trying to get rid of a ghost, so you chase it into... Yeah, you then created so many more ghosts by upsetting their graves.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck. And then you got robbed in the process.
Uh-huh.
That's an amazing story.
It was great. I thought it sounded very festive.
It was.
So...
I wish...
That's my Christmas ghost story.
Can we maybe...
go on a Christmas ghost hunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like... No, I was going to say we could have torches, but like lanterns and run up and down the street and like try to get other people to join us. But they'll call the cops for sure. So never mind.
They'll call the cops.
Can't have any kind of fun these days.
It's true.
Can't go on random ghost hunts.
It's so hard to get a mob together to hunt a ghost. Let me tell you.
Yeah. The 1800s, it was so much nicer.
Besides the whole like dying from a small scratch or whatever,
right,
that people did all the time.
Can you imagine your ancestors or whatever, like your great great grandpa or whatever, he was one of the like the townspeople like chasing the ghost, and you like found out about that later. You're like, oh grandpa,
oh grandpa. No, I mean, I'd go too.
Yeah,
I'd probably be like, look, either I'm gonna see a ghost or it's gonna be fucking weird, but I'm not taking my wallet.
Smart. That's so smart, Christy.
I know. I know how to ghost hunt.
You do.
You don't take your wallet because the ghost can pick your pocket without you feeling it.
I mean, that's obviously what happened. That's the only explanation.
I can't imagine 1,000 people going into a graveyard either. That's so many people.
Right. That's why it got fucking wrecked.
It's fucking Ghost Coachella or something.
Ghostcella.
Ghostcella.
That's what we should do. Do you think there's like a ghost hunter convention that they call Ghostcella?
No, but there should be.
There should be. And we should be invited, even though we don't technically do that. But we'll talk about it.
We can be, you know, when they always have people on like the shitty gaming YouTube channel or something pretending they're on actual TV and interviewing people when there's a Comic-Con or something.
Yeah.
We just be those people.
Yeah.
But we'll pretend that we're interviewing people and they'll all be very confused because there will be no camera.
That's even better. Like these fucking girls, like it's a podcast. So a podcast. We're recording, but we don't need like actual footage.
Right.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah.
That's so great. I really want to that to be a thing again where people tell ghost stories for Christmas.
I know. That sounds like a great part of Christmas.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to bring it back.
Ghostmas. Hashtag Ghostmas. Merry Ghostmas, everyone. Merry Ghostmas,
everyone. Watch out for Krampus and also hauntings.
Yeah, you better be fucking good. That was a threat. I didn't mean it to be.
I mean, it is a threat, though.
I'm sorry.
When you bring in Krampus or like Elf on the Shelf, it's totally a threat.
Elf on the Shelf. I forgot about that. Yeah, I mean, if you don't want Krampus to take you or your children away, you might want to rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. That's what good people do.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this has been our Christmas episode.
Yeah. Happy holidays. If you don't celebrate Christmas, well, we still told you a ghost story, so.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Hope it wasn't too lame. I don't celebrate Christmas anymore either, you guys, so high five.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all for Christmas because presents.
Presents are nice.
Yeah.
I think I might feel differently if my birthday wasn't 2 weeks after Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That kind of ruins it.
I was just like, if you're going to get me something, fucking save it for 2 weeks. How hard is that? And then Jesus and Santa don't need to be involved?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I've always done like a secular Christmas kind of.
Yeah.
And I don't actually know anything about other people's holidays, but I feel like people who think that there's a war on Christmas are really over-exaggerating the idea that people who are just celebrating a slightly differently themed Christmas holiday, I guess winter holiday, are doing something that different. Like, we're all doing a winter holiday. We all decided that it was cold, so it was time to eat more food, I think.
That sounds about right. Yeah, so happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever else.
Happy cold food eating holidays.
Most importantly, happy Ghostmas.
Yeah. I think that's one we can all get behind.
Yeah. All right. Show notes will be posted at thatsweird.org, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Goodbye.